Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Let the word go forth that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
WBUR is marking the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy this month with a special series called November 1963. Over the next several weeks, we'll listen back to speeches made by Kennedy, America's 35th president. Some of what you hear might be familiar. Some of it might surprise you. All of it, we hope, whether from a public address or a private moment, will shed light on the complexities of the man and the challenges that defined his presidency. This morning, the address that became known as the City Upon a Hill speech. WBUR's Kelly Horan takes us there.
For 14 years, I have placed my confidence in the citizens of Massachusetts. And they have generously responded.
On the 9th of January, 1961, the 43-year-old president-elect returns to thank Massachusetts. Before an audience of legislators, officials, and 700 spectators in the State House, Kennedy looks back on his political career and ahead to the presidency.
For 43 years, whether I was in London or in Washington or in the South Pacific or elsewhere, this has been my home. And God willing, wherever I serve, this shall remain my home.
Kennedy likens the citizens of the Commonwealth to the ancient Athenians and quotes Pericles. We do not imitate, he says, for we are a model to others. He expresses a debt of gratitude to the state that launched him, as well as a promise.
The enduring quality of Massachusetts, the common threads woven by the Pilgrim and the Puritan, the fisherman and the farmer, the Yankee and the immigrant, will not be and could not be forgotten in this nation's executive mansion. They are an indelible part of my life, my convictions, my view of the past, and my hopes for the future.
Kennedy was a keen student of history, and this address hints at his own preoccupation with how posterity would size him up as well.
But I have been guided by the standard John Winthrop set before his shipmates on the flagship Arabella 331 years ago, as they too faced the task of building a new government on a perilous frontier. We must always consider, he said, that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all peoples are upon us. Today, the eyes of all people are truly upon us.
Evoking his 1957 Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Profiles in Courage, Kennedy concludes by calling for courage, judgment, integrity, and dedication.
These are the qualities which, with God's help, this son of Massachusetts hopes will characterize our government's conduct in the four stormy years that lie ahead. I ask for your help and your prayers as I embark on this new and solemn journey.
John F. Kennedy at the Massachusetts State House, January 1961. WBUR's Kelly Horan reported this story with help from WBUR's George Hicks. It's part of our series, November 1963. Marking the 50th anniversary of the death of John F. Kennedy.